It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Brock. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Usually I say it's Brock and Hunter, but Hunter is out today because he's a big old pussy. So instead, I have the sexy man himself, Johnny Greaser.
The sexy man?
The sexy man.
Where?
You're right there.
Oh.
The guy with the mustache. I mean, your beard grows in pretty fast.
I thought, you know, this is probably the first time that it's actually grown in pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, I got a little peach fuzz going on.
Yeah, no, nice. you got the 5 o'clock shadow going. When was the last you shaved? What, on Thursday?
It's 5 o'clock shadow. I shaved like 5 days ago, so it's 5 o'clock somewhere shadow.
I'm trying to think when I shaved mine again. I think this is all from. No, this isn't from the last time I shaved all the way down. It might be. Yeah, this is from Thursday. This is what I got since Thursday.
It's pretty good. You grow a really good Western kind of beard.
I'm going for kind of the, what's in Tombstone? The one guy.
Doc Holliday?
Not Doc, the guy he shoots.
Wyatt Earp?
No. It's not Rico. What is it?
There is a Rico.
Is it Rico?
The bad guy.
The bad guy. Yeah, the bad guy. Rico, right? And he says, I'm your Huckleberry. That guy.
No,
that,
I thought
Doc Holliday says it, but he says it to Rico.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
almost
yeah,
positive.
Yeah,
you know what?
No, I think you're right.
We got to look this up. Who does Doc Holliday?
Are
you going to say
I'm pretty sure it's Rico. I think Rico. I can't remember the actor's name, but he's in a lot of stuff, mainly as like an extra guy.
Yeah, like he's like one of the bad, like actual part of the gang. But anyway, he has this. He has the mustache with like kind of like I've been out on the range for a while, and I'm rough and tumble. And
I probably paid for a few hookers,
just a few,
and bottles. I've seen the bottom of bottles of whiskey.
Here's the thing. I honestly don't think I would survive the West, not because of a gunfight or maybe a wild snake, like a snake bite and no medicine. I would die of just horrible syphilis.
I thought you were going to say like you were going to die because you can't poop in an outhouse.
Oh, dude, I can when I need to, I can poop in an outhouse. No, I will get a severe syphilis or gonorrhea. I would be one of those guys. There was hookers everywhere and they were filthy, just filthy, filthy hookers.
I feel like you would be a filthy hooker.
Probably. That's true. I would turn to a life of hooking.
Like, I feel like you would be that guy in the West that would probably pick all the fights and also play darts and then use the dart as a weapon.
As the weapon. I'm that guy. Right in the neck.
Yeah.
Right in the neck.
Like, you know, the guy that's in the bar that's just looking for a fight, and anytime anybody has any sort of disagreement, he just breaks the bottle
just
over the bar.
Throws it down.
Here you go.
Yeah. And
you're just looking for a stabbing.
I'd be that guy in the Wild West. Dude, isn't it so weird? You know, this is what we're going to talk about because the Wild West is still a crazy thing to me.
Oh, yeah.
A time in our nation's history where, I mean, it was called the Wild West for a reason. We were trying to get some semblance of communities and cities. You think about all these towns popping up, but you just had these random guys. I mean, everyone had guns on them. Everyone had guns, which, again, I'm fine with. But the fact that we just had them hanging out, like that was part of your wardrobe, is to go out with a six-shooter on your side. Everything was dusty, especially, you know, out in like the Arizonas and Texas.
Yeah.
And then if it rained, everything was just muddy. I mean, ugh.
So much filth.
It was just a dirty time. It was a dirty time, I think, in our nation's history. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was for a good reason.
It was. I mean, we were settling out west. We were moving. We were expanding from, you know, kind of the originals. We've taken over Texas from Mexico. Like, and the country's growing. We had the gold rush out west, but it just, everything was dirty. Like, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know it's a video game, but it's true. Like, everything, there's just dust blowing constantly. You're in a town. There's people hanging in the square. You got, you know, outlaws and bandits and everything. Like, it was just a wild, crazy, like, no holds bar time.
Well, yeah, you had every disease under the sun.
Everything.
And it was probably because nobody was bathing.
Yeah. Yeah. A bath right there, which, by the way, in Red Dead Redemption 2, if you get a bath, all of a sudden, after you start scrubbing your head, you'll hear the... do y'all need some help in there? And then some lady comes and gives you a scrub down. And I always paid the 50 cents. Always paid the 50 cents.
50 cents back then? That was a lot that of was money.
Hey, but it's worth it.
You need a little scrub and tug?
You need a little scrub and tug? I take the Bob Kraft baths is what I do. Oh, yeah, man. That's right. Jeez. So I don't know. What, do you think you could survive in the West?
No.
You don't think so? The Wild West, like 1880.
1880, no, because I'm not the most gifted with a gun. And I'm not, I don't have fast reflexes, so that'd be my thing. I'm bad at playing cards.
Uh-huh.
Usually when I drink, I need at least 2 days of recuperation time.
Yeah, yeah.
I do grow a nice mustache and beard though, so I think that would help me. So I think maybe I would use the tactic of, even though I'm not crazy, I would just act like a crazy old prospector.
Oh.
So they wouldn't, like the town idiot.
Yeah, that's old man greaser. Don't worry about him.
Don't worry about him. He's no harm.
There's gold in them hills.
Yeah. I'd probably knock out a few of my teeth.
Perfect.
Just for you know, appearance.
I love it. I love it. See, I could see
and
you.
And I wouldn't wear shoes.
No shoes.
No
Ooh,
shoes.
That's ballsy.
It is.
That's ballsy on the desert plains of Arizona and Texas. Here's what I see you doing. See, I think the complete opposite. I think you'd be, you know, like in Tombstone, the ladies, Billy Zane? Is it Billy Zane in that?
Ooh, if I could be Billy Zane.
So, like, you're into the arts. You're that new. You're the progressive. You're the ushering in of the new era. You're no longer the dirty old cowboy. You're the guy that appreciates theater, and you're the guy that wears the suit even though it's 150 degrees in Texas. But you're going around from town to town with your traveling theater show, and you're trying to bring some civilization to these wild ruffians out in the West.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could do that too.
But then you end up getting shot by a cowboy and he steals your woman.
No, so what happens is I showed up to town like that. Then I got kicked by a horse, knocked out my teeth, made me a little cuckoo, and then I became an old prospector.
Even that's, you know what? We got yourself a backstory, buddy.
You got my
we
whole
got
timeline.
Yourself a backstory. I just, yeah, it's so funny just thinking about that time where we didn't have anything figured out. It was before the Industrial Revolution, you know, before all of the huge steps that they made. And really, when you think about it, the Civil War was not that previous before. If you think about what Civil War was, 1860s.
Yeah.
So really by 1880, I mean, you had Civil War vets who, you know, were out living around, and then you just say, it's such a crazy time.
And also the, as much as the Native Americans, you still had, and especially out West.
Yeah.
This was, you know, post Trail of Tears and all that stuff. But out West, you still had no idea where any of these groupings of Native Americans were. And obviously, they had a reason for it.
Yeah.
They didn't really like all the people in their town. So randomly, you would just have an arrow or a spear come in.
Yep.
And you'd probably get murdered.
And most times at this point, a lot of Native Americans had old Union coats or old Confederate coats. You know, they've accepted some things from the white man. But it's true, though, is that you go up north like Montana, the Dakotas, very few areas that have been dominated by the white man at this point. It was crazy.
And in order to be the sheriff, you literally just had to kill the sheriff, and then you are now the sheriff.
I was just going to bring up, think about the law. How was not every lawman not corrupt back
then?
We had to hope. Like, when you think about where our country is, we had to hope that there was some decent people out there that wanted the law to be followed and obeyed.
No, they just wanted land, gold, and hookers.
It's amazing.
That's all they wanted.
And it's just the fact that there's guys like, nope, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up for the law. I'm going to, like, people like Wyatt Earp. Thank God.
Yeah.
It would just be pure insanity. I don't know. It's nuts. The Wild West. Well, this has been great. I think.
I still think the world is like the Wild West. We just bathe more.
Yeah, honestly.
It's still, there's still a lot of things just being taken.
Yeah.
So
just out there.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, go back to your video games.
If I see you out there, Johnny, with some six shooters just shooting up in the sky going, "Hoo!" I'm going to know that this really struck a chord with you.
The doctors, too. That was another reason. They're like, you got ghosts in your blood. You need to do cocaine about it.
They're just guessing.
Oh, we're just going to have to saw your leg off because you got a thorn in your foot.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure what's going on with you. It might be the devil. It might be syphilis. I'm not sure.
That was the first WebMD.
Yeah, that was. Just guessing. Doc, I think the devil's in me. Yep, here you go. Here's some morphine. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It has been the Plan B After Show podcast. Johnny Greaser, thanks for sitting in.
Welcome.
I appreciate it, brother. I'll explore more on the website, WIRX.com. And make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show with Hunter and myself, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you later.